Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 381. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Hello, people.
And Jeff Torney.
What up?
And today we're going to do some distractions, then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, do some news and some new releases. And that's going to wrap up our show. Last week we did a show that we kind of recorded, while playing Rocket League. If you haven't seen that yet, it may or may not be because it's not up yet. But, if it is, head over to our YouTube channel and check that out. It was a pretty good time. Normal show today. So, let's get started and see what's going on. Travis, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a while since Jeff was alluding to this and asking us when was the last time the three of us have recorded.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute, scalding hot. So, but yeah, lots going on, guys. There's a lot of things in the works. I won't get too specific on the situation and everything, but there is a insanely hot job opportunity popping up for me. I've done a couple of interviews. I mean, it's getting super, super real. Very excited about it because it could lead to a lot more money, pretty decent schedule. And, I don't know, overall happiness in the personal lifestyle area and the financial lifestyle area. Yeah. So super excited about that. One caveat, it's outside of the video production world.
Okay.
It was very, very difficult.
You're going to be a porn fluffer.
One of the things that
glamorous.
It is. It's super glam. So, and it pays more money than your job.
So it might.
it probably will. I mean, it's a high demand job. So one of the things, that is kind of like the biggest con, if I take this opportunity, it's going to mean an indefinite, end to my professional videography lifestyle. And that was really, really hard for me to kind of wrap my head around or even emotions around. It hit me pretty hard the last couple of days, and I found myself getting a little sad about the situation. But, you know, with some help from Meg and some people online talking about it and everything, it actually makes sense because with something that brings more money and it's not a excruciatingly robust schedule – to where I'm gone, you know, Sonic Drive-In, I was there for 60 hours a week, and you don't have time for very much else because you want to go home and take a goddamn nap, to be honest with you. But this, you know, it's, you know, looking at, you know, it's not a 40-hour a week job, but then again, who works 40 hours a week nowadays? Most people work more, no matter what their jobs are and everything. But, you know, even if it's 45, 50 hours a week, that still gives me a lot of time. And since I'm going to be making a considerably larger amount of money, this allows me to take this time that I'd be doing, you know, real estate videos or corporate branding videos, and actually give me time to utilize with more money and more availability.
We get the point. More money. You said it about five times.
You want to finish? You want to hear my story or not?
Do you really want to answer it?
Will allow me to actually do more videos that are like video game related, and, you know, hopefully jump in and do more. Because one of the things that's stopping me from doing videos for Indus or anything like that is I don't have a good capture card. I don't have that. You know, I could jump into a $100-$120 one, but I want if I'm going to get something like that, I'm going to get the best quality. You know, so even, you know, spending an extra 70, 80 bucks, get some for around 200 to where we can, it kind of future proofs me or even us for quite some time. I would rather do that as well. So there's an opportunity that, you know, at first I was really depressed that, you know, this could kill video for me. But in fact, it's actually going to allow me to do video solely towards the things that I want to do, which is like video games and maybe a little bit of pop culture here and there. So it's an exciting opportunity. It's been a huge, huge part of this week. I've already done two interviews, and I'm actually at some point going to be driving out to either Savannah, Georgia or Jacksonville, Florida for a third interview.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's getting real. It's getting real. So, but that's really, I mean, that's just it. That's not that big of a deal, I guess. But no,
we'll
yeah,
keep us informed on whether or not that works out.
It's exciting. Well, I'll let you know. You'll know when I'm fucking throwing singles all over the place, baby.
Singles.
Yeah, well, I mean, give me a couple of years, I maybe do fives. But right now, they singles. So, anyway.
Strippers, look out.
Strippers, right. Watch the fuck out. Travis be slanging dough. The problem is, here's the issue with that, okay? I've always wanted to make it rain, so to speak. But
I want to do it, but I just want to pick the money back up again.
You would, but it would be nice to not have to worry about having to pick it up because you have so many fat stacks sitting in the old coffers. So what I
sitting
would
in
like,
the what?
In the coffers, you know, in the banks. And also buried outside in my backyard. But
I that reference was completely passed. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't know what the fuck coffers are?
No.
The read a book.
What, like one written by who?
Book?
Fucking.
What
I don't
book?
Know. Merriam-Webster. How about that for starters?
Is it right next to Fat Stacks? Well, I guess it, not because yeah.
No, it actually there's an asterisk and it actually redirects you to Fat Stacks.
Okay.
I think it's more of a like a
strong box or small chest for holding valuables.
Exactly.
There you go.
So why
in
didn't you
coffers.
Just say like safety deposit box
safety
or something like
box.
That? I have never heard
sound
coffer
as cool
before.
As coffers.
Coffers sounds way cooler. Coffers sound way
I've
cooler.
I've never heard it called that. That's interesting.
See, you can be there's a lot of people I know that have a lot of money that I pay no respect to because of the fact that they don't handle it well. But if someone says, "Hey, I have about I don't know, $50,000 in the old coffers." I'm like, oh, well, this dude's really serious about money. I really appreciate what he's trying to do with his life. I'm just keeping it real for you guys. That's how it is. But here's my main question, all right? I've always wanted to make it rain. And if I get into a situation to make it rain, how much money do I need to, in fact, make it rain?
It's 500 singles, I think.
Is that five?
I'm pretty sure that's the minimum. It's 500 singles.
Minimum 500.
Yeah.
That's a lot of singles, though.
Yeah,
that's a fat stack. I mean, it's ones, but it's a fat
well,
stack.
Well, what exactly
regardless.
Is a fat stack?
Okay, well, here's
like,
the thing.
Is there like a fatter stack if you have like the same amount of like 50s?
Here we go.
Or is that like an ultra stack?
We got to break it up because now
like an
we're,
obese stack.
Now we're getting people confused. Now, a fat stack, FAT stack, that's not money. But a PH fat stack, now we're getting into business right there. That's the fat stack. So
well, what constitutes a fat stack? How much are we talking?
I would say for me right now,
not for you, for in general, because I mean, making it rain is 500.
In
bucks.
General, I do mean for me. I would say about $35.
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, a solid 35 is a pretty
okay,
generous
that's a
fat
stack.
That's a discounted game on PlayStation Store. I'd say that's pretty fat. I'd say that's pretty fat. So anyway, that's my week, guys. Thinking about fat stacks. Jeff, hit me with some interesting stories now.
I have no interesting stories. I'm just thinking I had a good Christmas, good New Year. I don't think I saw Star Wars. Did I say that last time we recorded? See, I can't remember if that was before or after we recorded.
I don't remember, but go ahead and say it again.
Whatever. It's fucking amazing. I'm going to see it tomorrow for the second time.
It's so good.
By myself, mind you. I've never gone to a theater by myself. I know there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope, nothing wrong with it.
Never done it.
Nothing wrong.
Jeff, you're going to learn it's oddly therapeutic.
No, I'm sure it is.
It is. It is.
What else? What else did I do? Was New Year's last weekend?
It was a week ago.
A week ago? So
yeah.
It was like last, yeah, okay. So that happened, that was fun. Just went to a friend's place, just small get-together.
Man, we just can't go out for New Year's. I don't know what it is.
Some of my friends went out. They went out like to a concert or something like that. I'm like, I can't do that downtown. And money, and I'm like, I don't want to spend that much money, so.
Yeah.
That's it, really, man. I can't remember anything interesting to talk about whatsoever.
Oh, man.
So, Chris.
Great conversations. Great conversations. This is why people
I don't
love,
like to bore people.
This
about
is why
work.
People love the introductory show of the podcast right here. No one has ever complained about it ever. It's because of those type of conversations.
Mm-hmm. Short and sweet.
I don't think I really have a whole lot to add since the last time we talked. I mean, Jeff, you weren't on, but, you know, we were talked about like our New Year's plans and everything on the last show. So I get to go listen to some of that. But, yeah, I mean, mostly it's just been getting back into the swing of things. Had to go back to work this week. My son went back to school this week. So, had to, start a new cycle at work. So, you know, just waiting for things to happen. You know, the next 2 months are going to be pretty eventful at work. So we'll see how it turns out. But yeah, I mean, outside of that, looking forward to getting together with some friends to do a D&D session this weekend. Cause you know, we're a bunch of fucking nerds. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
How'd your Star Wars party go?
The Star Wars party went pretty good. We had, most people.
You already talked about it last week.
Or the normal, actually, or the normal party where everybody just sat around and watched Star Wars.
That's right.
We still haven't come to the conclusion whether or not, like, which one it was. So, but it sounds like fun either way.
We had several people come over, actually dressed up. So that was cool. I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not, but, I got pretty lucky about it though. So Crystal's Christmas gift arrived the day of the Star Wars party, and, it was relevant. So I gave it to her early. And have you guys ever heard of Her Universe?
No.
Okay. It's basically an entire line, of clothing, for women that's like all geek oriented. And, she started with Star Wars. So there, you know, I got her, there's like this really, what's that?
Ashley.
Yes. So the woman's name is Ashley. What?
Eckstein.
And she's the voice of Ahsoka on Clone Wars. And also on Rebels. And she, you know, came up with this line of clothing that's very geeky, and is geared towards girls. And one of the things that my wife absolutely fell in love with is a lightsaber skirt. So it's a skirt and it has like all of the different lightsabers from all the Star Wars films. And, she fell in love with that. And then there's like a glow in the dark, Star Wars t-shirt that has light, that's made with like lightsabers, and that glows in the dark. And then I got her a BB-8 dress. So she was actually dressed up sort of like Rey. And as soon as we got that package and I gave it to her, she immediately changed clothes and got dressed up in the Her Universe stuff. And I'm like, score. I did a good thing. So, but yeah, my friend, Jerry and his wife, they showed up dressed up. Jerry was a Jedi and his wife Heidi was a female Han Solo, which was awesome. So, but yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. And we did watch, Star Wars. We watched A New Hope. You know, that's pretty much it. Had Star Wars gingerbread cookies and, you know, just all kinds of just Star Wars themed stuff. Got together and hung out. That's pretty much it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I would have made a very, flowery and doughy garlic bread in the shape of Emperor Palpatine's face. Cause that doesn't seem like it would be very hard to do.
I'm going to eat your face. That's a little disturbing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What?
No, I'm
okay.
Done.
I will go ahead. I got some knowledge to drop. Actually, okay. So, according to Urban Dictionary, making it rain is solely, in most cases, specified to dishing out numerous singles, thousands of dollars of singles.
Thousands. Damn.
All right. Thousands
Inflation,
of dollars. Yeah, exactly.
Inflation.
And fat stacks are specifically huge wads of money consisting of hundreds and fifties. So there is your difference.
Damn.
You make it rain with smaller bills, but to have a fat stack, you need to have a stack of hundreds and fifties, the big boys, the big
bills. I can
bills.
Now sleep well tonight. Thank you, Travis. Yeah.
You know what?
I can now finish my fucking hip-hop album. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you want to make it rhyme, but you also want it to make sense. So
yeah,
I want it to be factual,
like accurate.
Yeah,
factually accurate. Yeah.
That's a quick way for people to find out that you're not from the streets. Lord knows I know that. So,
but yeah, that's it for me. So, you guys want to talk about some distractions?
Sure.
I think it's time for that. Jeff, you want to go first?
Sure. What do I play? I actually played some Titanfall for the first time in a long time.
Wow.
Tonight.
Okay. Isn't that free now? With Games with Gold
it's
or something?
Free. No, it's free with EA Access. If you're an EA Access person.
Okay.
But it's basically free. It's been like on sale multiple times for $5. So, pretty much free. That was fun. There's not a lot of people playing it anymore, of course, but we were able to find games in the team deathmatch, the attrition.
I might pick that up on Xbox One when it comes cheap.
When it's on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were surprised on how many, I guess because a lot of people just got Xbox Ones and they want to play it, so there's a lot of like really low level guys, but there's still, you know, it was still kind of competitive. There's still some like really good people out there, so it was a good balance. I finished still up
getting,
Tales.
You're still getting the great matchmaking where the prestiged people get matched up with like people in level 5?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a lot of prestige people anymore because they've probably all moved on. Mm. Like Sniper Maverick and I were the highest ranked people in all the games we played, and he's prestige 9 times and I prestige 4 or 5 times.
Wow. Wow.
And everyone else, for the most part, haven't even prestiged once. So that's showing you, like, most of the people that are playing it right now are new people to the game. But there was a couple people that were prestiged a few times that were actually just legitimately good. But yeah, you're not getting that matchmaking thing anymore. Gotcha. But prestige isn't really, that has nothing to do with really how good you are. It's just how much time.
How long you've played it, right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm never going to get past prestige 4 or 5, whatever one I'm at, because in that fucking game, you need to do certain requirements to prestige and, like, get a certain amount of kills with guns that I don't even want to use. So I said, fuck it, after like the 4th time. Like, I'm not even going to bother going for these.
Right, right.
So, finished up Tales from the Borderlands.
Nice.
That was really good.
I need to start that. I picked it up when it was on sale. I still need to start it, though.
Did you buy, like, the whole collection?
Yeah, dude, they had the whole collection for, like $4. I was like, yeah. So,
but did you buy, like, the actual Telltale collection or just that collection?
No. Just Tales of the Borderlands.
Because it beat Game of Thrones, too. That was also really good.
I'm going to stick with one. I still haven't beaten a Telltale game since this whole thing started, so.
These are the first two I've beaten.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed both very much.
They're pretty good.
Are you going to talk about Halo, Chris?
We can talk about it now.
Let's wait for you.
Okay.
Because I don't really, because I don't really have much more to say besides I played more Halo. Mm-hmm. And then I know we played co-op a bunch. I picked myself up Disney Infinity 3.0.
Nice.
As a Christmas gift to me.
Okay.
And then for an early birthday gift, Tanya, because it was sold out everywhere, but we saw it at the store the other day, the Force Awakens playset.
Right.
Which is awesome. Actually, that game's good.
Yeah.
It plays well. It's actually
a
Disney Infinity game.
It's a big improvement, right?
Oh, yeah.
From the last time you played it, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah. Humongous. I haven't played since the first one.
So. Oh, wow. So it's even bigger then.
Yeah. I'm like playing it. I'm like, this is actually fun. Like, it's not, I mean, it's still like a lot of the quests and stuff are still like really basic, but the combat and the characters are actually fun to play with.
And it's a lot faster, which is one of the biggest things that I had a problem with with the first release of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's good stuff. One other game I played was Alien Isolation. I picked that up during the Xbox sale. It was like $12 with all the DLC.
Yeah, you mentioned you were going to do that when we were playing Halo the other night.
That's right.
How's that?
Yeah. I just played it for about 45 minutes last night.
All right.
With headphones and all the lights off and shit at night, that game's fucking scary as balls.
It's
pretty creepy.
A lot of people said at the $60 price point when that game was brand new, it's a pretty okay purchase. But everybody has said that it played it well after the release, that spent 40, 30, 40 bucks, you know, for that title, have loved it. So it is kind of one of those games where it has some issues, but the people who, you know, paid a little bit of a lower price feels like it's well worth it. I even had one person at GameStop tell me that that they loved it at $60. But
I'm sure,
but it was that one person.
You'll always find people that are like, oh yeah, it was a great idea to spend $60 on the order. Or something like that.
Yeah, I spent $60 on the order.
I know you did.
Do I think it's worth $60?
No.
No, but I don't.
That's because you can look at things objectively.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm like, I paid $60 and whatever. I'm not going to like it or dislike it any more or less because of how much I paid for it.
Yeah.
And I have no problems with Alien Isolation yet. I mean, it looks amazing and it sounds fucking fantastic, especially with headphones. I haven't even seen an alien yet and I've been scared quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard about that game is that it's one of the better suspense-based games because there's only the one alien and you never know where it's going to show up.
But
so,
he's somewhere.
Yeah, he's out there somewhere.
And that's the cool thing about that game. He's tracked. Like, he is somewhere in that ship or in that station or whatever. He's there, and it just at some point when the game triggers him to be available, he's looking around for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff. I mean, you're not as deep into it, but is it correct that he is not, like, he will change if you do two separate playthroughs?
That's what I've heard. That's what I've read, and I heard, like, there are some scripted events with it, because I'm pretty sure the first time you see it, it's totally scripted, and a couple other times, but for the most part, it's supposed to be an AI within the level, which kind of has a mind of its own. But it is drawn to your character based on how much noise you're making and stuff like that. So I haven't really looked too far into it.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to beat it just because I heard the game is like 22 hours long.
Really?
That's one of the biggest, that's one of the biggest complaints about the game is that it's like really good.
It drags.
If it was like, like 12 hours or 10 hours, it would have been perfect, but it drags out like double the time.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like that type of game, I would expect it to be a smaller experience.
Yeah, and I'd probably have a heart attack.
I'll be honest with you. I think my biggest deal with Amnesia, as good as that game is and as much as I praise it, I felt Amnesia was too long.
I mean,
if you play on your first playthrough, not knowing exactly what you're doing or how to deal with the situational puzzles, maybe 10 hours, 8 to 10 hours somewhere on your first playthrough.
Okay.
If you learn everything really well, you can probably do it in 3.
Okay.
2 or 3.
Gotcha.
But regardless, on that first playthrough is what you're gunning for. That's what you want the crux of your experience to revolve around is that first time through. And 22 hours is a little ridiculous for a game that's supposed to keep you like...
Exactly.
Massive suspense. It gets to a point where you just get uncomfortable for too long.
Yeah, and apparently later on in the game, it comes also focused on these other enemy types that aren't as fun to get around and stuff like that. So, I don't know, it's pretty cool. It looks amazing. Like, it looks like an alien film. Like, they have a cool filter over it, which looks badass. And again, the sound design's awesome. It doesn't hold your hands, it doesn't tell you where to go. So you're really searching around the ship, like, by yourself. You have to pick up the maps and stuff, and
Where does it land in the lore of the Alien series? Are you Ripley's daughter?
You're Ripley's daughter. I think it's between 2 and... I want to say... Ripley's been missing, so it could be between 2 and 3. Or 2 and 4, technically. Somewhere... Well, I guess it's kind of... Both would be true, because 3 is in between 4 and 2. But, yeah, I don't know. I know you're her daughter, and you're probably like in your... early 20s as her daughter, so wherever that would
fit. I need to research this. I'm curious if this is... Because I know... was it Fox, right?
Colonial
that did the
Marines.
Did Fox do the movies, that 20th Century Fox?
Yeah.
I wonder if they deem this canon.
I think they do.
Really?
I think... Well, I know... They deem fucking Colonial Marines canon, so what the fuck does that matter what they say?
Exactly.
It's like...
But this is apparently a much better game than Colonial Marines.
Though. Oh, already. Like, only 45 minutes in. Like, within the first, like, 10 minutes, I'm like, yeah, this is so much better than Colonial Marines. But I haven't played enough. I'll play definitely more of it before next week. And I'm still sitting on Just Cause 3. I haven't opened it yet. Tawny got me that for Christmas. So I want to try to get through Witcher 3 or Fallout 4 before I jump into Just Cause. But I'm not going to play Just Cause until... after a Game of the Year show, so if anything, that might be a throwback when we do next year's Game of the Year.
Yeah, Alien Isolation is canon.
Is it?
There you go.
It is canon. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it.
All right. Travis, what do you got?
Really, not too much new, man. Destiny.
Oh, and Rocket League. Sorry, but I don't have to go into
it. Well, Rocket League for us, we played Rocket League, obviously.
Lots of Rocket League.
A lot of Rocket League.
Game's so good.
Yeah, really, really great time. It's actually been fun to reconnect with Jason, actually playing some games. It's been fun to have all three of us or four of us sometimes to jump in there. So that's been a really, really, really fun time. Madden, just chugging away. My first Madden in the last 2 years. Again, really good improvements. But every time I play it now, I just say the same thing: I wish they would hold off a year just once and really innovate this game, but that's never going to happen. Destiny.
Not until the week. NFL license gets split up to someone else.
Yeah. You know,
there's no reason for them to. People are just going to buy it.
Until they have competition, true competition.
Yeah.
It's going to evolve incrementally.
And that's so frustrating. And I know it has to be even more frustrating for you because you play it.
Because I like the game,
yeah,
and I want to like it so much more. There needs to be a big innovation year, and I want them to exclaim that, hey, this is an innovation year coming up. Get ready for it, and I want them to back it up with something solid. There are a ton of improvements in the last 2 years that I played this game. A lot of improvements. The defense is legitimately fun to play now, which is very rewarding when you're on the opposite side of the ball. But but at the end of the day, I still find myself just missing one or two things. Destiny, I mentioned last week I hit 320, so I beat Destiny. and that's pretty much it. But I am, guys, get ready for this. I am about to get my 7th platinum trophy. What up?
What game?
Well, I'll tell you the game, but also add a caveat that I'm not playing it. But Megan's about
Diablo?
To get me the
Diablo.
Megan's about to get me the Peggle 2 platinum, super amazing. I wish she was in here, and I would actually have her come in here and give her thoughts on it. But at the end of the day, it's fucking Peggle.
Yeah, I play Peggle 2. I didn't bother putting it on my list.
Yeah, it's that's pretty much it. But Megan will say her top two game of the years will be
Diablo and Peggle.
Diablo and Peggle. So we'll see what wins
out.
What
else has she played?
She's played Puzzle Witch on her iPad, I think. I don't know. She's been playing that. So I will give her credit. Okay, this is a game that thrives. You know, it's an iPhone game. It's a puzzle game that thrives on microtransactions and buying more time or sharing with people to get an extra play. Yeah, stuff like that. She does none of that. And I can't... I'm way too ADD to just sit there and just constantly play and play and play and then have to stop and then wait an hour to come back and play and play and play. But she owns it, and she's been playing this joint for like a fucking year. And where most people would probably, if they do end up paying, most people would get to around like level 40 to 80 before they say, you know what? I will give this game more money. This woman has played this game to like level 565. And yeah, so I'll give her credit. When she finds something that she enjoys, she fucking commits to it. So I'm super excited about this Peggle Platinum that I can gloat about, but not
that you didn't get.
So excited about it. Man, my wife is so great. Super excited about
thanks
that.
Thanks for
but
the platinum, honestly,
honey. Thanks for the platy. So yeah, I mean, other than that, I'll be honest with you. That's it. Nothing new. Nothing new. I do have Grim Fandango downloaded from the PS Plus.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. On the free
list. That's downloaded. I might jump into that tonight, so I'll have an update on that, which I've already played the game, but I'd love to talk about it again. So that's it for me.
This is your opportunity to talk about it again. So
it is. It is. Christopher.
Yeah, let's see. I'm not sure what to add outside of
Halo.
Yeah, so I mean Tomb Raider. So I've been playing a lot of Tomb Raider. I actually got to a part that that frustrated me, and I think one of the biggest reasons that it frustrated me is because Lara's really squishy if you don't upgrade her defense. Learned that pretty quick. I'm in a part where there's like two armored dudes and like two or three other guys coming out with assault rifles, and it seems like after one or two shots of getting hit, like the screen is turning gray already and I'm about to die. So, need to see if I can force my way through that and then upgrade my defense. That game is really good. I'm really enjoying
You're
it.
You're still in Russia, right?
So I'm still in Russia. Yeah, I'm still in Russia. I don't know what I can say about where I am without spoiling anything. So, let me say
I'm pretty sure I know where you are, but
yeah. Yeah. I'm in the area. I think I'm nearing the end of the area right after the very large open world area in Russia, if that helps.
Yeah. And like the Soviet,
right.
Soviet installment or whatever. I keep calling it Russia, but it's.
Yeah. The Soviet installment. So that's really good. Let's see. Disney Infinity. My kids play it all the time and I play it with them. So, I think I talked last week that we finished the, Force Awakens set, the playset.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And then, we started working on the, Rise of the Empire, which is the original trilogy. And that's pretty fun.
Is it the entire trilogy or is it just?
It's the entire trilogy, but it's very short. It's like,
it's a bridge.
I mean, everything is abridged, right? But seriously, like Empire Strikes Back, the entire thing takes place on Hoth. And once you leave Hoth, it's like, this is basically what happens in a cut scene.
So you beat
and then you go to
the Force Awakens one?
Yeah, I beat the Force Awakens.
How long is that? I'm just at,
it's only like if you stretch it out and explore, it's like 2-3 hours long. It's really,
yeah, I'm not doing too much exploring. I'm like, I just got, past the part where you go see the Chicky Poo.
Maz?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
So I'm right after that where you land on the next thing or whatever.
Yeah. The next thing is the base.
The end of it.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But It very strategically leaves something out. I'll say that.
Really?
Yes.
Out of the first trilogy?
No. The Force Awakens set. At the end, it very strategically leaves something out. So,
but even though it always also spoils something else in that thing? It's a pretty big spoiler.
I don't feel like that it is.
Oh.
Unless you're talking about the rumor that was debunked.
Was it debunked? Because I went back and listened to that audio and what they said. This is the corrected version. This is what it really is. And I don't hear it. I think he says the C word.
And yeah, that's if what it
I've gone back and listened to it as well. And it's he's not saying it. He's not.
He's not?
No.
Chris even is though, hoping he's not.
What's that?
Chris is hoping he's not.
No, I remember. Word. Okay, so we'll talk about this after at the break.
We'll talk about it on break.
We'll talk about it on break.
Sure.
So other than that, you know, it's been Halo. So we played some co-op with that. It was I think it started out like the first session was Jeff and me and Aces and Poop.
Yeah.
Right?
Poop, yeah.
Yeah.
Poop,
and yeah, we got like 5 or 6 missions through and then Jason joined us and it was in place of
Poop.
In place of Poop. That sounds really weird saying it that way, you said that we're probably pretty close to the end of the campaign.
We're,
right?
We're one session, so, one like kind of longest session away, or 2 short sessions away from beating it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think I was actually a little, well, I guess I wasn't surprised, but I one of the things that got me is like there was a time when you died and you said you were watching my character and you made a comment on the way I was playing the game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you follow the other guys when you die. If you want.
Oh no. But in reality, it's like when I picked up Halo, I was pretty comfortable because of the fact that I played so much Destiny. Now it moves much faster, because the sensitivity is way up and it's 60 frames. The basic gunplay is very very similar.
Yeah, it's very similar.
And I guess the biggest thing is getting used to running out of ammo all the time. Because that seems to happen a lot. Yeah. But, I'm having fun with the game, the gunplay. I couldn't tell you a damn thing about the story.
neither can I.
Yeah. Because, you know, the first session, it was whenever there was a cutscene, everyone would say, shut up, it's a cutscene. And then just like bullshit back and forth and never shut up. So,
that's because we had like 8 people in that party. Yeah, that's why the second time I was like, let's make the party private. It's only people who were fucking.
So that
playing.
Was the second session. I got to pick up a little thing, little more, but. It's fun. It's fun. It's especially fun being able to play it with other people. So,
yeah. Sure.
I enjoyed that. Other than that, I'm trying to think if there was anything else, and I don't think there was. I think that's it. Besides Rocket League, because we just have to keep mentioning Rocket League, because Rocket League is wonderful. That's it for me. So, you guys want to take a break, or you want to do something first for a wrap up, or what?
Let's take a quick break, because all we do is have, one news article we want to talk about, and that's it.
I've got a few, not a ton.
But that's it, though. We don't have
There's not a ton, so no email or anything, and then we'll do new releases and then get out of here. So,
let's take a quick break.
Stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. Welcome back.
You're welcome back, sir.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about some news. So before we get into the meat, I have one thing that I wanted to bring up. Damn, Sony sold a lot of consoles. Holy crap.
Quite a bit. It was a good good holiday.
36
for them.
Million consoles up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, Travis, you said that's outpacing PS2 by quite a bit.
Currently outpacing, yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's pretty amazing. I'd like to know how many consoles Microsoft sold over the holiday, because I have a feeling that they were very, very comparable. Because I like to look at like Amazon and see how things are selling.
According to NPD, they're only off by like 100,000.
Yeah, so, I have to imagine that they both sold incredibly well. But Sony is saying 5.7 million during the holidays, which is like the week of Thanksgiving until New Year. So that's
a lot.
That's super good. And I'm sure that, the Xbox One wasn't far behind. So congratulations to both
companies.
Sales tip
too. All of Xbox One's exclusives this year sold over 1 million.
That's pretty awesome.
All of them. Except for Rare Replay. That wasn't on their list, okay. But that still sold more than what they thought, but
yeah. And then I know Tomb Raider hit 1 million, right? So
yeah.
Good stuff.
Which I don't get, because they're saying that it wasn't like, well, that's still, it's great for an exclusive. It's still automatically makes it in the top, I think, six of all exclusives for any of the consoles. But I still think they need to get that 3 million to make it worthwhile. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Well, it comes out on PC on the 28th. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it'll be out on, I guess, PS4 on Christmas, I guess. I don't know, or Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
by that time, nobody's going to care.
Or this year. I think people will care. I think it's going to sell really well.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think Uncharted's out in April. There's going to be a big gap between that and Tomb Raider. So.
For that type of game, that's true.
Yeah. I don't think, I guess they're kind of similar, but they're really kind of not. Like, I don't get... They are in, I guess, theme, but I think they play way differently.
The cinematics of it, I think, is a big thing. And the fact that they both have like gun mechanics and shooter mechanics.
They're like third person.
Right. Mechanics, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's why. But, that was all. We can get into the meat now.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of information about Oculus Rift this
week. All of it positive. All of it
wonderful. It's all wonderful information.
I pre-ordered.
You did. So you got mm-hmm. in that 14 minutes. You were in the 14
I did.
Minutes.
I was like,
where they
three,
apparently
actually.
Sold out of day one yep. units in 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $600.
I was number three.
Shit.
That's $600. I'm kidding. I did not.
$100. That is ridiculous. I mean, that's the thing. It's like when I initially saw them do the Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter was like $300 to buy in. I was like, okay, well, that's probably going to be around the price that it would be, right? No,
oh, that's
double
what
that.
Everybody thought.
Double
everybody
that.
Was like, okay, well, this double is how that. Much it's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. So they're saying it's going to come with Eve Valkyrie, and it's going to come with Lucky's Tale. It will also come with, I believe, let me read, make sure. I believe it's coming with an Xbox One controller and, then one of the touch controllers that they've got. So yeah, that's that.
Okay. So
$600.
So there, let's speak about the price, because that'll be the main talking point, obviously. So people online were like, well, guys, why are people complaining? They sold out of their pre-orders and everything really, really quickly. Well, here's the deal. You're always going to have this small audience that is going to want to buy the latest and greatest of everything.
No matter what.
These pre-orders are only a limited amount.
It's
no
honestly probably not even 50,000 of them. I would
agree with
that.
I would agree with that.
Possibly even less. And yeah. In, with a case like this, you can't hold that as gospel whether or not this is going to sell at market retail when nobody, Oculus is not putting boots on the ground at malls or at, you know,
no one's
aside
test
from
it out.
Aside from gaming conventions, which I would say 99.9 of the consumer do not get to, they're not putting boots on the ground. It's not going to sell, especially at that price point. you know, 300 or 400, okay, people will talk about it. But this is not, all, you know, again, we've talked about this before. Kinect, they had boots on the ground at every, almost every major mall outlet. They had, the Kinect was on the Good Morning America. It was on television. It was actually getting buzz all over the place. It was on late night talk shows. It's I think Oculus. You're talking
about like the original Kinect?
I'm just saying, yeah, in general, like yeah. It was all over the place.
Well, Microsoft, that thing sold really well. It was one of the best selling peripherals.
Because like, Microsoft ever, marketed the garbage. Shit out of it. They made it a case. Like, this is a really cool technology. What we're doing really hasn't been done on such a large scale. So they recognize the fact that this is a huge opportunity to get it in people's heads that this is a must-buy item. VR has not done that yet. No one has done that with VR yet. We know about VR because we pay attention to video gaming news. But, you know, at some point, you're going to want parents to buy this for their kids. Not many parents are hearing about Oculus Rift.
I really don't think that this is geared towards children
if they did.
No, and I get it. I get it because we all know it's going to be about porn and nothing else in a year. So obviously it's not pointed towards kids, but this is a gaming system. At the end of the day, it is a gaming system. And kids will hear about this and they're going to say, Mom, yeah. I've been good the last 2 weeks. Go ahead and give me a new gaming system. Go ahead and give me a gaming system. I'm entitled to it, so why don't you give me that? Exactly. And they're going to say, okay, anything for my precious angel. And they're going to go out, and they're going to see this, and they're going to be like, okay, you're out of your goddamn mind. I'm not spending $600 on a headset.
That's why I think they're not going crazy with the marketing and getting booths out there and everything. It's because at that price point, it doesn't fucking matter how much marketing you do. No one's going to buy that outside of the hardcore
Very true.
People.
Yeah. Very true, too.
They're going to waste like millions and millions of dollars to market something that literally 2%.
Yeah, I don't think it does them any good to market it at all. I mean, why make what they're doing?
Then that's just what confuses me. Why make something that you, at the end of the day?
But that's the point. That's the point, Travis. What Jeff is saying is that you're saying that only the hardcore are going to buy it. And Jeff is saying it's only marketed towards those people. Those people already know about it because they keep up. So there's no marketing that needs to be done right now.
And that's true. Very, very true. I'm just trying to look at it. I'm trying to look at it as a CFO of a company. I'm trying to look at it. How are we going to make the fortune that we feel this technology – we're owning up to this technology. We're the beginners. We're the innovators here. We want to be sure that we do it right. But as a CFO of a major company, you want to make money. I don't understand how this – makes them money. They've already come out. The biggest quote in the entire Oculus Rift world right now is, we're not making any money off of these out-of-the-box headsets. What is the point?
Which I don't...
Licensing is where they're making their money then, if that's the case.
Yeah. I agree with you there, Jeff. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. Show me the P&L.
What costs and everything.
Show me the P&L.
Oh, you'll get that. You'll get that. As soon as the retail one hits the market, you know, iSupply or whoever will tear it down and they'll give you a breakdown of what everything costs. And, you know, the truth will come out in that respect.
They're between like a hawk and a rabbit. I have two theories. Like one, VR has been tried before in the 90s and failed miserably. Didn't go anywhere. So I think they're like, we need to make the best possible headset in the world, super high tech, get that out there and prove that it is, if you have the money, it's amazing. But at the same time, theory two is they don't want to undershoot it and make it look like, well, it's still kind of okay, but not great, which is where my hope comes in. We might be jumping a little bit. Well, we can talk about it whenever. As I'm hoping the PlayStation VR has that happy medium of a decent price point. It might not be as crazy good as the Oculus Rift, but it gets the point across. So eventually, Oculus might lag behind in terms of sales, but enough people will try the PlayStation VR, realize this is something, you know, worth looking into at least. And then by the time that happens, Oculus will probably have their chipset down. They'll have like the cost of the screens will be cheaper. And then at that point, it'll be more mainstream. I just think Oculus like shot for the fucking moon to be like, this is the best shit ever, but not thinking about, well, if you want the best shit ever, you basically got to pay the price of two consoles to own it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's
and it's insane. And it goes deeper than that too. So now's the time to bring this up.
Oh my god,
minimum
this is,
system requirements for the PlayStation. For the
this
PC.
Is fucking funny. So, the first one especially, because automatically that rule. No, I can still do it with the first requirement, but literally that's it. I couldn't use my headphones or anything. But go ahead, Chris.
So here's what the minimum system requirements are for this thing. An NVIDIA GTX 970. Or an AMD.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's Chinese to me. How much is that? How much is that video card?
How much is that?
I can
look it up
three bills?
For you if you want. So the video card is pretty close to top of the line. It's not exactly top of the line. It's more.
So we're looking at 250,
300. It's upper mid grade. So yeah. I was actually researching. The fan died on one of my video cards. So I've actually been researching some of these cards. So let me see if I can find one of these. Let's see here. Let me do a. Let's go to. We're gonna go to Newegg, and we're gonna do a search. Because I'm on Fry's and I'm looking at something specific. Let's do GTX. This is great radio. 970.
Either way, they're expensive. You're looking at probably at least $2 to $3 bills, depending on
$345.
Holy
good
crap.
Lord.
$300, $360. Yeah. So these are not
so
cheap.
We're talking.
What about the CPU?
So we're talking a G.
i5.
Just to upgrade your video card if you don't have that and you want Oculus Rift. A G.
You're looking at a grand. Yeah.
A G to simply be the most antisocial gamer.
By the way,
in the
that's
world.
American. Canadian, that's almost $900 for the Oculus Rift.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah. How about that video card, son?
Man.
Hey,
that's...
I want to go buy something at $1,500. Here you go. The 290, the R9 290, which is the Radeon equivalent. Let's see. That's, $339. Oh, here's one for $200. That's pretty good. Oh, that's a 280X. Never mind.
Person selling it, Shinobishi.
I don't have, mine's lower than this. I can't sell mine.
I have now fully understood why Oculus Rift is not doing any major nationwide public marketing. I know why.
Yeah.
Because they are scared as shit that PlayStation VR is going to come out at $300 or maybe like $350. Because if they market the shit out of this, this is a $600 base level. $600.
That's if you already have the other requirements.
If you already have the other requirements.
He hasn't even named all the requirements yet.
So if you have those other requirements, that's $600 base level. But then in a month, so if you see this and you are interested in this, but you're one of the, if you happen to be one of the 36 million people who already have a PlayStation 4, and you see this very similar, very compatible with the system you already have, so no need to upgrade anything for $300, $350 around there, you're obviously going to go with that. Well, all this marketing,
well,
I really want an Oculus Rift.
Speculating at $300,
$350. We are speculating.
Yeah.
But based on what's coming out of the box, I mean, you're basically getting a PlayStation VR headset that's we assume is just a viewfinder that has a separate box that is basically just a transferal of power from the PlayStation 2 to the processing unit that will go to the headset, and it's wired and everything. So, I mean, it comes with its own possible set of limitations compared to what the Oculus can do. But
that's the thing.
The
I think that box is actually to relieve the stress on the PS4.
Exactly.
That's processor box. It's gonna do a lot of the heavy lifting that's specific to the Oculus.
Jeff said it best off air. It's basically a 32X situation where it's
essentially yeah, and that's what it is.
And well, let's look at it from the same level playing field. Let's don't look at it as someone who already has a PS4. Let's look at it as somebody who hasn't upgraded their PC in a few years versus someone who has a PS3. So even if the PlayStation VR is $350, to have that experience, you're looking at max $650 to get that experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is almost half the price, or like, I guess,
because if you haven't upgraded your computer in 3 years, you need way more than a video card. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, you're going to need way more than that. So, yeah. I mean, it's more than just $1,000 that we were talking about earlier. I mean, you're damn near just getting a new computer. Even if you built one, you can build one that runs that for, if you went cheap on some other components, maybe $750. Maybe $750, $700. But at that point, it's still $1,300. It's still double than what you would get to buy a PlayStation 4 and what we would assume or speculate to be the price of the PlayStation VR. I don't think PlayStation VR goes anywhere closer than that. They're batting.
It's dead on arrival if they go any higher than $400.
100%.
Literally dead on arrival.
100% agree.
I think it needs to be $300 to have any
sort
of success.
$300 will give it a shot and to go like mainstream and probably have to be
if they
want to
sell more, if they want to sell it at a higher price, bundle it with Move controllers because we do know some games are going
to. Yep. You have to bundle it with that. And if console history serves any meaning whatsoever, if you have any peripheral that costs more than the console, it's going to maybe sell to like 3% of the people that have that console.
Yep.
So that's the thing is, I think Sony's kind of screwed too because they're kind of like, oh shit. I think that's why I'm hoping they don't put out their best version right away. I hope they do like one that gets the main point across, that's affordable, that you don't have to play like crazy games with crazy good graphics, like whatever. And that way, so when PlayStation 5 comes out, then it'll be kind of like be the norm. That's when their like good one comes out, because I think they're in a hard spot. Like well, luckily I think that new consoles are going to be announced in 2 years anyway, so maybe it'll be all right.
See, I think they're in a decent spot, especially now that the price for the Oculus Rift has been announced. It's like now there's a lot less pressure because they're not going to hit $600, right?
No, but I don't think people look at it as like, well, Oculus $600. Oh, the PlayStation VR is $400 or $300. Oh, then I'm going to buy that one. It all comes down to disposable income, what people are willing to pay for something.
Yeah.
Like, if anything that PS3 has taught us, value means nothing to consumers when it comes to consoles.
That's true.
It's just what they want to spend on something. If they're like, well, the PlayStation 4 is... And what? How much is it now? $299?
$350 MSRP, but you can find it for less.
So $350. If this VR thing is over $350, people are like the majority of people are gonna be like, I'm not paying that much.
Yeah,
for
it's gotta be less than the system.
You can't do
it
that.
It has to be less than the
PS4. In history, has a peripheral ever been more expensive than the system itself?
No, don't think so.
They cannot.
Yes.
Begin that trend, right?
Yes.
What was
the Sega CD?
But that's kind of its own console, but I see,
It was.
And how did that do situation. For Sega?
Oh, yeah, it was crap. Yeah, the point is that it has happened.
It has happened.
So. Yeah.
Oh my God, that thing was ridiculous. That was like $500 or $400.
$400, yeah, it's $400 when it first came out.
Like $100. Yeah.
Yep. What was the minimum wage? Like $5.15 at the time then?
Oh my God.
At the time,
like $4.50.
I think it might have been in the fours at the time, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, what was that other requirement, Chris?
That other ridiculous requirement. Okay, so this is the good stuff. So I'll go down this list. So we already talked about the graphics card. Processor is an i5, so that's fine. i7 is the top of the line, right? So i7, and this is...
Yeah.
Memory, 8 gigs, that's fine. Output, compatible HDMI 1.3, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Input, 3 USB 3.0 ports and 1 USB 2.0 port.
They made a 3.0 USB?
USB ports.
They made a 3.0?
Four USB points. Yes.
I didn't even know that. There's a 3.0 USB?
There's a 3.0.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your PS4 has them.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that's awesome. And
Xbox One.
Yeah, the Xbox One has it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 4 USB ports for this thing. I mean, I really seriously want to see this thing hooked up to a PC. I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
I'm looking at my podcast rig right now. And I'm so annoyed and OCD about everything that's coming out of everything right now. I'm like, oh my God. I have to set that.
Yeah. I mean, with my gaming rig, I have 2 USB ports on the top. So I could plug 2 in the top and then I have put 2 in the back.
You have 3 on the top. And I think I might have a couple on the back.
Yeah. All I can say is I'm glad there's a possibility of me making more money later on this year because have I mentioned that before? Have I mentioned that yet? I will be making more money.
No. Well, then you know what? You know what I want for Christmas, dude? For my birthday?
What you want?
An Oculus Rift.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to make it rain with VR on you.
I need an Oculus Rift and I need a new graphics card.
And a new everything.
And a new graphics card. That's right. See, now it's like, as I'm looking at graphics cards now, it's like, shit, do I need to actually get one of these?
No,
dude. Honestly, wait. I'm waiting for PlayStation VR. That's the one I kind of put my bets, not bets in terms of I want them to win, but my bets on if I were to get one this year, it would be that one because I feel like it would be the one that makes more sense for me,
right,
depending on the price.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, and so this is the thing about the PlayStation VR for me, is that you know someone out there is going to figure out a way to get this thing to run on PC.
Oh, 100%.
It's going to happen. Sure. You know, so I think it makes the most sense just to wait for PSVR and grab that. I still want to call it
Morpheus.
People
figure that shit out with Xbox accessories, and it's proprietary.
Yep.
And the Sony ones usually are not. They're usually compatible across all Sony things.
So. Look how quickly they got the DualShock 4 to work with, PC. DualShock 3 too. Yeah. I mean, it didn't take long. So, I fully expect it to end up working with PC at one point or another. All right. So the Radeon R9 290, like the other ones that I were looking at was like the 290X and all that other stuff. It's, $229 after rebate. So.
$229 after rebate.
There's a $20 rebate. So it's $249 out of the, and then you send in a rebate.
God damn, it's fucking 2016. Why are we still doing rebates?
Yep, I agree.
Especially mail in rebates. Yeah.
Just
no sense.
Just do a fucking just make
do
it
a sale.
The price. Just make it the price.
They do that because they know half the people more
send
than
it
half
in, right.
aren't gonna do it. They're just gonna buy it and be like, I'm not gonna get around to doing it. So
I am guilty of that.
I've done
on
it
occasion.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure if I, this is the thing. I really don't want to bash Oculus because it is really interesting and good. But I mean, yeah. I just really don't think this is the right way to execute it. You know, I mean,
I really think they're doing the go big or go home thing. Like they want to prove to anyone who even touches that because I really don't think Sony's going top shelf right away. I really don't think they are. And I don't think any Steam, I don't think they're going to do that as well. I think it's just Oculus is doing it to show like what everyone's going to be eventually. And when they are there, theirs will be at the same price level or cheaper.
They'll be the first. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the good thing about that is the other guys are like, fuck, they're going to market first. So we can learn a lot from this.
Yeah.
Regardless. And then wait and
have
see what happens.
I think this is one of the rare instances where, not necessarily going to market first could possibly be a huge benefit for sure.
Could or couldn't?
Could be a huge benefit.
I think if anything, it's going to benefit Sony and Steam.
I agree. Because once it's out on the market, people will be interested. They'll be ready to inquire about this technology. Does it really work? How is it? And then when they see it for a lower price point later on in the year, I think that will entice people because once people get the information in their head about what this technology can do, the second you see a major lower price point, if this does in fact happen with Sony, it will make people impulse buy a little harder. I think so.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be impulse buy. It'll be more like, let's say Chris has an Oculus.
You will see more impulse, but what I'm saying, you'll see more impulse purchases than the Oculus.
Yeah. I was thinking like, say Chris has an Oculus Rift. Me and you go to his place. We tried it. This is fucking amazing. How much is this? Well, it's $600. Well, fuck that shit. Not happening. But then Sony releases their shit for $300, like half the price, or $400. I'm probably guessing it's probably about $400. Like, that's $200 cheaper. You know what? For a similar experience, I'm going to dive into that. I still don't think it's going to get by even close to the mainstream market, but it might make people like us who try out the Oculus be like, that's too much money for like my pants. I don't even know if that's a saying, but I'm saying it right now.
For my wallet?
Wallet makes sense too.
Well, he doesn't have a wallet. He just puts his money in his clip.
I'm not
wearing
pants right now.
He puts his fat stacks in his JNCO back pockets.
Yeah, my $35. But to make them be like, okay, you know what? It's worth it or something like that.
I'll give you $35, Oculus. $35.
It's a great deal.
It's a fat stack. Come on.
Quibids. Isn't that the thing? Quibids or some shit. Like, I bought an iPad for fucking 35 cents. No, you fucking did, you asshole.
Quibbits.
Anyway,
I cannot believe you just dropped the Quibbits bomb on us on this podcast.
I'm surprised I remembered what it was right away. Usually I'm like, what's that thing called where it's kind of like eBay, but it's not. It's like you say, you get it really cheap.
You have to actually pay to bid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But I can get behind the idea of this stuff, but I just can't get behind that price right now. And I guess we'll find out when they announce what PSVR is going to cost.
Yeah, which hopefully we should probably find out. When's that supposed to launch? April-ish? It's Oculus April.
Yeah, Oculus is March. I don't know when VR, PSVR is supposed to come
they'll
out.
They'll probably be closer to this fall, probably.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I'm wondering if they're going to wait for another E3. I mean, I would like to see it come out before that, but...
If anything, Sony will go around in those big trucks of theirs, put it in kiosks at malls and stuff.
That's what they need to do.
A shitload of money on it, but they will at least get it where people, if they want to or if they're interested, they can get there and try it.
Dude, you remember when Rock Band first came out and they did the Rock Band mm-hmm. tours with the Rock Band yep. trucks? Shit, yep. I went to that, man. That was yep. awesome. That's what they need to yep. do. That's what they need to do. But, all right, cool. Let's do new releases.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's fucking nothing. So it's a bunch of, it's mostly, re-releases or like small games. So Gone Home is coming for PS4, The Banner Saga for PS4, Tharsis for PC and PS4. Looks like a space game of some sort. Assassin's Creed Chronicles India is coming for PS4 and PC. And Pocket Mortys that's a phone game. Never mind. Don't pretend I didn't say that one. And that's literally it.
Oh, you're legitimately saying that's a fun game? Pocket Mortys?
No, I said it's a phone game.
Oh, phone. I think you said fun game.
No. I said phone game. Okay. Pretend I didn't say it.
Okay.
But, pick of the week. I'm not going to give you one.
Mine's easy. Banner Saga. Banner Saga on PS4, dude.
Yeah, Saga is
fucking right. I'm so excited about that.
Not my thing. Not my jam.
It's you're not a fan of like strategy RPGs?
No.
Final Fantasy Tactics?
Come on.
I ever played this one, to be honest with you. So
it's really good. I played a little bit of 2, and it got me hooked on it. And then I was like, you know what? Because I didn't own it. A buddy of mine had it at work on his computer, and I was like, man, I really like this. And then the day after I messed around with it on his computer, I saw that it did get announced for PS4, and I was like, I'm waiting. So this is actually something that I'm pretty pumped about that I didn't even know was releasing. Apparently, I wasn't waiting with that much bated breath because I didn't even know it was coming out next week.
Well, Giant Bomb says it is. I don't know if that's necessarily correct or not, but
I believe everything.
Giant Bomb also says Mario Maker is the game of the year and the best game ever.
Really? They've made that their game of the year?
By not Giant Bomb, I mean Jeff Gerstmann. But he said, quote unquote, it is the best game that's been released since they've started Giant Bomb.
Yeah. That's a bold ass statement.
It's the Jeff Gerstmann game of the year, and Jeff Gerstmann got the most stubborn Giant Bomber of the year as well because I haven't listened to that episode yet, but from what I spoke with Jason about while I was there, it's like he just would not let it die.
He wouldn't.
And
but I also have a bone to pick with Jason. I'm gonna talk to too because he was so like subdued during that entire like deliberations, like. I'm like, Jason, where's the Jason we know that, like, will speak up and say something? I was sitting there like, Jason, you should go. And
where's the fuck you?
Yeah, exactly. He's put it a few times, like, yeah, way to go. But then he never drove it home. I was like, he could have, if he pushed hard enough, I think he could have rallied the guys to at least get Metal Gear or Rocket League as their number one.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't played Mario Maker. I'm sure it's fucking great. But just listening to that whole deliberation, it just seemed like Gerstmann spear-fisted his hand into having that come true. And I was like, someone stand up for yourself.
But that's all I've got. You guys want to call it a show?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, we didn't get any emails this week, but if you want to send an email, please do. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And check us out on Facebook, Google Plus, Stitcher, Steam, and Twitch. We are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. And that is all I've got. So unless you guys have anything else.
We promise we're going to have our Game of the Year show before the end of January.
Yeah.
We're pretty much waiting for Chris and I.
Sooner than the end of January, but no later than the beginning of March.
You will get it at the beginning of February. How about that? You're going to get it at the beginning of February.
We need to make sure to have Jason on it. He's confirmed for a certain date. We have to see if he can work with another date that we proposed.
Yeah.
So.
I demand Giant Bomb Jason to show up because I don't want him to throw some obscure ass game up at us. None of us has ever played, but it's got to be in the top 5.
Did you see this game? It's like dodgeball, but it's with baseball bats.
I honestly have a feeling
that this is going to be another year like last year where there's not going to be a whole lot of discussion about what's the actual game of the year.
But everything leading up to that, it's
going to be rough.
Yeah, I think the game there, it's going to be a lot harder than last year. Last year was a cakewalk.
I mean, Mordor was just, everybody wanted Mordor to be game of the year.
This year is going to be a lot fucking harder.
I didn't even have to finish Mordor to know that that was probably the game of the year. I mean, it was fantastic.
You didn't beat Mordor?
I didn't even, I got out of the first world.
Oh, so you got to the second, okay.
But my problem was I did so much. I did everything there is to do in that first world. And I was so burned out.
Gotcha.
I didn't allow myself to backtrack and everything. But here's, I want something. I want something from the listeners. I want an email, or end this question.
For next week?
Just anything. Tell us.
For Game of the Year, I'm sure we always get stuff for Game of the Year.
Pre-Game of the Year. I just want an email. We need to hear from you, listeners. Seriously, we really do. It's a part of why we do this show, and we've always been a community thing, and we miss you guys very much. So even if it's a simple endus question, tell us your thoughts on the game. Let's kind of wrap back and forth, this is one of the things that
we usually do every year. So let's do this. Like, what games should we consider for Game of the Year
that's
that we might
fucking
not?
Too late, dude. It's
too
late.
It's too late.
It is too late for that.
It's too late for that.
So tell us what you think it is. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
just start sending in your Game of the Year shit, your top five games of the year, and why. We put that out there now. We'll read them at our Game
of
the Year.
Tell us what you think about our Oculus Rift conversation. let us know what you think of PSVR.
That's what we think about fucking VR.
Whatever the fuck you want to do. It doesn't
matter. And we're not here. We're not begging for emails or anything, guys. We just want
to
hear.
Please fucking write it.
But we just want to hear from you guys. We really do. We love playing games with you guys.
Let's put it this way. If we don't hear from you, we pretty much assume you guys are all dead. And you don't want that, right?
Yeah. The memorial services will start. They will start.
All right, guys.
Let's finish it.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.